Company, Inc., east of U.S. Route 13, 505 feet north of Road 584. A special use exception to retain manufactured home-type structures for storage purposes.
Name and address.
David Garner, 12512 Mallard Lane, Princess Anne, Maryland.
Garner, do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you for your time. My name is Dave Garner. I'm a branch manager for Robert's Auction, the Eastern Shore. We had received a special exemption use permit July 11, 2005 for our storage trailers. It'll expire July 10th. So what we're asking for is for another four-year exemption.
Okay.
I had submitted pictures of the trailers. The trailers are secured, fenced around. There's no air, you know, issues with the tenants around. There's no property it's not like an unsightly piece of property that anybody else sees. The landlord is in full agreement with it. I actually have a signed letter from the landlord that states that they're fine with it. I could bring that to you.
I have that.
You have that, okay.
Yes, I have that for the record.
You were originally given a four-year period in order to build the proper storage facilities. And why weren't they built?
We actually had right of first refusal on an adjacent piece of property the landlord held.
Yes, I have first.
Okay. Give them to me. Okay.
The could not come to an agreement on the purchase of that property with the landlord. They since have developed buildings on the property, so we don't have any place to build a permanent structure releasing the land. Given the economic state of the economy, it's not economically feasible right now to build a structure, especially on leased land.
4 years ago, it was.
It was more promising.
Ago. 4 years ago, it was economically feasible.
It was more promising, yes.
Or how long is your lease?
Our lease expires next year.
Next year?
Yeah.
July of next year.
We plan on renewing it. The area has worked out great for us. It's an excellent distribution. And we're a prominent member of the community. We supply oxygen, Nanticoke Hospital, several other medical facilities, and that's what the trailers are used for, storage for those type of cylinders.
So how long your lease will be for next year when it comes up again? You have a four-year lease?
We'll do a four-year lease again.
Four-year?
Uh-huh.
You still have the same buildings surrounding you?
Yes.
And you still have the okay for building code and fire marshal?
Yes. Okay. Nothing's changed. It's exactly the way it was when we got the original exemption.
So you won't be putting a building up for another 4 years again? I mean, another shed or anything?
Unless it becomes economically feasible to do so.
So,
yeah. if you didn't want to put it up on leased land before, why would you consider it in the future?
It depends on it. Of course, we're going to look for other properties in the meantime. However, we just. I can't predict the future, unfortunately. I wish I could. But as it stands right now, this is what we need to do to continue servicing our customers.
Mm-hmm. So will you be actively looking for property to purchase?
That's the plan. We just need more time with the setbacks, with the snow delay of the first meeting. We're getting less and less time. And we're trying to do everything above board. We'll make sure we get this is taken care of before our original exemption expires. And we're trying to do everything we possibly can.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr.
Chairman, I have a letter from Bridgeville Park LLC, Robert Leslie, is it?
The landlord.
Yeah, landlord, the proprietor.
Lyle is his last name.
Lyle, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. We approve of the continuation of the existing special use exception that pertains to the five-story trailers currently on the field. They feel there's no way it affects the property.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,351 under advisement.
Okay. Any other second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,351 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed, motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay, we'll probably stay for a while anyway.
All right, sir.
Okay.